on My Fix It Up Life.
It's on. We're bringing it big time and bright from Leviton's teched out and tuned in Power Hub at the International Builder Show.
Our homes get better and our gardens get greener when Better Homes and Gardens editor Jill Waggy curates our collection.
Find Home Building Magazine's Deborah Silver sneak peeks, pro-grade how-to, and rounds out some best built details from behind the scenes.
And This Old House Magazine technical editor Tom Baker talks techniques and get-it-done tips and tricks. And we take it to the house for some DIY done right tips with House Calls Ron Hazelton.
NASCAR racer and MMA fighter Jeff Earnhardt burns rubber to talk about life behind the speed limit, behind the wheel, and inside the octagon.
So hit the high beams, because there's no way we're tapping out. The checkered flag is right ahead, right now, on My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see.
Well, you don't have to wait and see, because we're right here on My Fix It Up Life, and we are at the International Builder Show, and this is a very exciting booth that we're in.
We are in the Leviton booth, where we have seen behind the wall and in front of the wall upgrades for the house, home automation, and smart solutions for everyday problems that we are falling more in love with than I had anticipated falling in love with.
Really?
Yes, I'm going to say out loud.
My mind has been blown several times.
Oh, that my mind has been blown. Jay Sherman from Leviton, you've just received high praise from my wife, Teresa.
Thanks, we appreciate that.
I'm so glad that you're here with us, because I know that you have somewhere you need to be very soon, and you're taking time out for us to talk with us about the new product.
Just to spend time with you.
Yes.
And we appreciate your visiting us today.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the first thing that kind of blew our mind was the Renew. That you can actually clean. My thing about it is cleaning.
You're going to have to paint that word picture before you dive into the thing about
it. I'm too excited about it.
I understand.
I can't.
This is my job as husband.
I'm going right to cleaning. Like,
yeah.
Like, what can save me time as a mommy person? And, you know, your kids turning on and off light switches. And you have all that goo that gets in there.
Before we get to goo,
okay,
can you paint the word picture for us for Renew and what it is and what problems it's solving for a homeowner?
I can. How many times have you come to a project where somebody wants to change the color of the environment, perhaps they're painting walls, changing the furniture, and then when it comes to the wiring device, it's either painted over or perhaps it's ignored. It doesn't get the recognition or the respect it deserves. If you want to change the color of the switch, you have to actually take the old switch out and replace it with a new one to change the color. Renew solves that problem. Install Renew once, and then thanks to our color change kits, Renew color change kits, you can change the color of the switch, the outlet, the dimmer. We have a palette of 20 different colors.
That is fantastic.
20 different colors. So if you have, you know, a kid, for example, like Lexi, who is thinking about wanting to have not a pink room anymore, our 11-year-old.
Our 11-year-old. It's been pink, you know, little girl color. Now it's time to get into a more 11-year-old friendly color.
Yes.
No matter what color we paint the room, the light switches will always be bright white.
The example you used is a perfect one, and I use that often. You can have a child's room as a nursery, and then they're an older child, and then perhaps once they move out and you want to use that bedroom for, I don't know, a game room, for example, you could use more mature colors. The key is you don't have to change the switch each time. You don't have to change the outlets. Once Renew is installed, you're done.
So what are we looking at in terms of, you know, is it just the, you know, almond, white, you know, a couple different colors, or what are the colors to choose from?
Some of the more popular colors are pebble gray, walnut brown. We have deep garnet. We have red delicious, granny apple green, pink lemonade. There, as I said, there are 20 different colors. There's also a stainless steel look wall plate. So if you have stainless steel appliances in your kitchen, dark granite, a really sharp look is using that stainless steel look wall plate and a black outlet.
I really like that
now,
a lot.
And now you're
now
cooking
I can get
with
back,
gas.
Now
sorry
we can get
to
back
use
to
natural gas.
My cleaning. We have to get back to my cleaning.
Yeah, go back to the cleaning.
Because you can take them off. You can actually wash them in the dishwasher, too. You don't have to, like, you know, when you try to clean around, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
It's something that I do, and I'm faced with a lot at our house with little kids.
Removing peanut butter and jelly fingers
the stuff
from...
that gets in all the crevices and everything and trying to clean all of that stuff out.
You know, you mentioned that it can come off. We should have mentioned screwless wall plates. So you know how sometimes wall plate screws chip or they invite little fingers to add some grit?
Mm-hmm.
These are screwless wall plates, so it's a cleaner look.
So this whole thing is snap on, snap off.
Yes.
I like that. And the other thing that I love, too, is the USB that we have at home, the new outlets.
Oh, those are fantastic.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about those in the next segment.
We are.
Because right now, we are going to have to invite you to check out Leviton at Twitter, on Twitter, at Leviton. Check Leviton.com. Check out Renew and check us out after the break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark, and our lovely guest, Jill. Can you say her last
name? Jill Waggy from Better Homes.
We remembered from last year.
We were actually practicing at home.
Were you?
Yes, we were.
You had to get your Norwegian on to make
that
work, right? Yeah.
Yes. We've got it spelled phonetically all over the place. There are post-it notes, all kinds of things.
I answer to just about anything. It's okay.
You look absolutely gorgeous and glowing.
Well, thank you.
Have you been doing something differently?
Oh, you know, they do those little sample treatments over there, you know, in the hotels. They catch you in the lobby and try to sample all those collagen creams and things. So they lure you in, walk around.
I need to do that. I need to have been freshened up. But I'm really excited to talk to you because I want to know, last time we were talking about videos that you were doing.
Yeah.
Are there new videos online that we can check out?
We are in the middle of producing a whole lot of new original video content for BHG.com. And we have a whole series on do-it-yourself techniques. Just saying.
Yes.
I know.
Now, you've done a lot of, like, closet organization and storage solutions. Now, what are we going to be seeing now?
Oh, we've got a whole series on how to choose colors, all based on color theory, but it makes it really understandable for people to help mix and match colors in sort of a non-scientific color science kind of way.
Cool.
With some DIY techniques around some of the types of projects that we know people are doing in their homes. Things like... how to paint, how to wallpaper, how to stencil, how to do photo transfer, how to do pot dipping. I mean, all kinds of those different techniques that are really popular right now on the more of the decor side of things. Also doing a whole series of videos on how to choose colors for your kitchen. So we know what the most searched for colors are for kitchen design and putting some videos together to help people see how to use color differently around your kitchen.
Now, what are those colors?
White, yellow, blue, red, green.
Wow, you're really good.
Now, Better Homes and Gardens, or on the internet, more friendly known as BHG, so you're at BHG on Twitter, you're BHG.com, Facebook, it's my BHG, and Pinterest, BHG.
We rule Pinterest.
We really do.
Huge media brand on Pinterest.
Yeah, we follow you on Pinterest.
Good.
Yeah.
The reason that I bring that up is because it just seems like every time we talk, you are so connected to your readers, your viewers, your viewsers.
Viewsers, I like that.
I cannot.
Did you come up with that?
Yes, I did. No, yes, I did.
I'm going to take that back to the office.
Well,
yes,
he took curating back with him last year.
Curating? Did you have to put up with him curating for months later?
Are you kidding me?
So
I wrote it into the intro of this show.
So how do you stay so connected with your viewers?
What's great about it is that we have so many different platforms that we can learn about what they like. We can find out what they love in stories in the monthly magazine from that lifestyle approach and what they love about color and what they like about the way we treat stories there. We have our newsstand magazines that go out on single topics. So we know we can do a bookazine called Color Made Easy, and it sells like hotcakes. So we know they love color in that format. They love the monthly story in the magazine. Whenever we talk about color online, our newsletters just go crazy, and people love to click through all the pretty images. We do a color book that's actually available in bookstores. So we know we can hit color on every platform and win. So it's really fun to see all the sales and all the metrics and all the figures come back, so we know we're giving her exactly what she wants in whatever platform she wants it in.
Right.
Now, does, like, the color of the year, like the Pantone color of the year,
Emerald,
does that change, you know, what people are liking and connecting with as far as color at BHG?
I think we try to keep it in mind. I mean,
Okay. Things,
colors kind of evolve. You know, they'll come in, it'll be the color of the year. And actually, we had sort of been tracking on Emerald. We actually had it part of a little internal trend forecasting. We were talking about mint, and we were talking about more of those richer greens back in May. So when it came out as the color of the year, we were all excited that we sort of had seen it coming. So you can kind of see them rise, and then you'll see it influence accessories a lot. It comes in a lot in the soft goods and in the accessories in the home. And it kind of trickles down and has its lifespan. Some colors live for decades and kind of change and get more gray or more bright over the years. But, you know, color doesn't usually change. You know, the calendar page doesn't flip and all of a sudden a color is out and a color is in.
You know, we
kind of work with them.
Well, except for Mark, when the color is out, the new color is in, he just throws away all of his clothes.
That's it.
And
oh,
really?
Yeah,
done.
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why I have
if
to wear a black t-shirt.
If that strategy is working for you, then great.
Yeah. That's why I have to wear a black t-shirt. So far, it hasn't been out.
Well,
I tried red for a while. No.
No. Well, last year you were talking about, I think, lighting as jewelry for the home and statement tubs. Is that still something that you're hearing from readers? And
lighting, I think, across this last year or so has really taken off. The whole industrial chic aspect has really hit, outside of just table lamps, but, I mean, light fixtures and pendants, and everyone's going to this fabulous vintage schoolhouse looks and all the old barn style, the Edison bulbs. I mean, that has just taken off like crazy in houses this year.
I have to say that I'm really glad you threw out Edison bulbs, because my next question was going to be, say for people like me who are more interested in insulation, framing, deck boards, what is industrial chic?
Industrial chic, it's that that whole look that things came out of warehouses that are really cool, and the tough, like the wrought iron things that have wheels, and the carts that would have been rolled around factories, and a lot of galvanized metals and a lot of cage wire meshing, all of that taken out of the factory in the warehouse setting. And actually, when you put it in homes, it's really kind of it's where that sort of cottage and country design is really gone, that you can mix collectibles with things that are really, you can mix precious things with things that are really simple and humble. It's a great way for our readers to mix in something fresh that still attaches to all their country looks and all their collectibles and textures. Works great with canvas, works great with woven grasses. Am I helping you at all there? Is there anything to cling to on that?
That is literally the best explanation of anything
really?
I've ever heard.
Wow.
That was fantastic. And it also puts me in mind of the show on National Geographic Channel, Abandoned.
Yeah.
And without going into detail on Abandoned, they kind of rescue things from factories and things of that nature, make them into something else.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole vibe is happening even in shows that I watch.
Yeah.
Even in shows that I watch.
Even in shows that I watch.
It's trickled down to your man environment.
It's trickled down to the Neanderthal in here, Cro-Magnon man.
Don't say that about my husband.
I won't say that about your husband. But, and I love color, and I love what you're talking about, but for the more mundane things like energy efficiency, things
huge
of that nature.
Huge for our readers, huge.
It does it, and I'm not making up the bad pun, does it light up?
It does. We just released today
a press release. I'll leave now.
No, that's a perfect, fine segue. Love it. We just released today our annual reader panel research about what people's priorities are in home, and energy efficiency is just right up there. It's number two past affordable price. So that's, you know, appliances, your HVAC, being efficient with your water, being efficient, you know, we see it as being efficient with your time and with your space, too, just making every dollar and every inch count in the home.
Now, is there anywhere in your life where you're, like, at your friend's house, at your parents' house, or wherever you are, that you're not thinking about editorial content for Better Homes and Gardens?
It's kind of scary. You can't go shopping without walking around and, like, and picking something up and reading, like, who made that? You know, you get the label. Oh, I know. Yeah, I know who they are. I know their people. You know,
yeah.
You kind of...
Yeah.
it's sort of, you have a hard time sometimes making a choice on what you want for your own home because you see so much out there that you can't decide what you want for yourself.
And you're constantly doing research, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because research is absolutely everywhere.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Even at the hotel where you're staying here in Vegas, I'm sure, you're looking
yeah.
around and going, huh.
Oh, I always look like, oh, so who got this faucet account? Ooh,
I'm not going to lie to you.
Shower head is
we
this
do
nice.
The same thing.
Nice.
We do the same exact thing.
Like, yeah. Travertine tile.
Yes.
Very nice. Very on trend. Yeah.
Oh, we stayed in a hotel once for an event, and Teresa, there's like a granite detail with a ceramic situation, and Teresa, come here. Dude, you got to check this out.
Yeah.
What do you mean I have to check it? Where else am I going to go?
Right.
We're in the hotel room. We're in, and there we stand talking about it.
You have to touch everything. It's like you have to it's like the, you know, the trade show hazard. You have to like run your hand across every countertop, and you have to open every door.
Yes.
And, yeah, turn every light
see
switch
how everything
on and
opens and closes.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that I like about you and is a benefit for BHG readers and viewers. Is your passion is palpable. You're not making this up.
Nope.
Your eyes are all lit up here. You're smiling. And even though most people fake it when they're talking to me, you're not.
No.
You're genuinely
very
curating
real brand.
Right now.
It's very real brand.
Well, we just have about a minute left, but how does your husband feel about all of this? Are you constantly, like, is he engaged in this interest, or is he sort of just leaves you to it?
Engaged and ready to act whenever I finally settle on a decision. Like, he actually has thanked salespeople in stores before. Like, I want to shake your hand because you're the first person in 4 years that got my wife to finally commit to a sofa, to a tile, to a paint color. Like, thank you.
Well,
we can move forward.
I want to shake your hand, Jill Waggy from Better Homes and Gardens. Check them out on Twitter at BHG. Follow them on Facebook at MyBHG. Check them out at BHG.com. And check us out after a break. We'll be back with more from the Levitin booth. My Fix It Up Life.
Cause I've been trying to do it right. And I've been living the lonely life. And I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. Don't show me family. All the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know what I've been wrong. But I can write a song.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
You be standing next to me. Cause I belong with you. You belong with me, my sweet. Cause I belong with you. You belong with me, my sweetheart.
And you belong back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we are inside the Levitin booth at the International Builders Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And this show has a new energy to it that it hasn't had for a while. And this particular booth is,
packed.
Technical term, mob scene.
It's packed here. It really is. I mean, it's hard to get around and see everything. And it's really exciting because, you know, I think we saw everything in here, and everything in here blew my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which moves Teresa to one of the difficult things about doing a radio show, which is a moment of silence.
Yeah.
When you say, and it's taken me a while to figure it out, when she says that, it's true.
Well, it's like the new, it's not the GFCI, but it's, what is that called? The
Arc Fault.
The Arc Fault. I need to have one of those.
It's a safety thing.
Yes, I need to have that inside my brain right now because my mind is blown.
Sure.
Yeah.
I didn't catch the connection, but there you go.
So I can still walk around and do everything else I need to do, but, you know,
well,
not sacrifice too much.
We're excited. So thank you for mentioning that. I mean, the booth is packed because the future is on here at Levitin. That's our tagline, and, you know, we have really grown. I mean, this is a 106-year-old family-owned company, but it's big. and it has been advancing the state of the art in ground fault. The home run for 2006 is this cute little USB charger that you see over here. If I could point the microphone at it for the viewers, that would be great. But this, you know how the kids rip off your charger? They can't find theirs, so they rip off yours. Well, this one's built into the wall. They can't rip it off.
Yeah.
So the USB charger is there. So you have the cable, and you can plug it into your device, and it's always there where you left it because the kids can't grab it and run off with it. So.
Well, and I like the little the mounting next to it that you can actually have a place to put your phone.
Isn't that great?
Yes,
because that keeps it off of the kitchen counter. I can't tell you how many times I've seen Sue creeping towards a $500 iPhone. I was like, grab it off of the counter and get the wire, and you know. So this is a storage space for the wire, and then a place where you can put the phone. And I'm finding that the more you use these phones only last for 8 hours if you actively use them. So anytime you're home, you need to put it in a dock and charge it. And the neat thing is you can just grab it if it rings and answer it. So
I love it's that.
It's a clever device. And ours, by the way, is full powered. It offers 2.1 amps, so it can charge a big iPad or a Galaxy Tab or some of the bigger devices. Some of the competing users don't do that. They won't charge some of the heavier devices.
The larger batteries, the larger draw.
Larger batteries, larger draw, all that kind of thing.
Well, speaking of tablets and everything, too, is the home automation. That you can actually, the whole display here, and I can't really even absorb it into my brain, but how much you can control from just a tablet.
Well, let me give you a little history there, and I'm the right person to chat with. So I've been 27 years in the business. I'm one of the founders of Home Automation, Inc., and last summer we became a business unit of the Leviton Manufacturing Company. So we've known Leviton for 17 years. We've been in business 27, but we've known Leviton for 17 years. We've been working together for 5 because, you know, we've integrated our products together, and now we're part of the family. And that's very exciting for us because of the magnificence of all the products that we now get to integrate with. So. But glad you asked that question about what you can integrate inside the home. So HAI by Leviton has always specified and specialized in security, temperature, and lighting connected together so that when you leave the house, it knows you're gone and saves energy, and also connected to your mobile device. Now, when we got started 27 years ago, that was a bag phone the size of a small purse that had a receiver in it. So you looked like you were Batman. You had a cable coming from your pocket going.
And you were actually working on it back then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
Our first system, you know, I remember the early days of the cell phone. And so even today, you can call it with a regular, you know, voice-type telephone, and it has a menu, and you push the buttons. But now we have apps for the iPhone, Android, iPad, any of the iOS devices, plus Windows. So that's the more modern way to do it, and we specialized on that. So our systems typically go inside, you know, a cabinet, a Leviton structured wiring enclosure, and the nice thing about that is it doesn't take any space. You don't have to have a closet or a rack of equipment or any of that kind of thing.
It can literally go inside.
It goes between
a cabinet,
the 2x4s.
Okay, you're talking about a cabinet in between a stud bay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's built into the home, and so the security system is there. It has either wired or wireless connections to each of the thermostats inside the home. The lighting control is all wireless, and we have several different technologies there because people, you know, have either formed favorites or have different technical needs in terms of distances or size of the house or density, that kind of thing. So we support all that, and then we connect together to your wireless devices over your internet connection. So. The final thing that we add to the party is entertainment. So we have built-in speakers, and these are ideal for new construction and renovation. So the speakers are built in. They're painted over so that they blend into the home. The control for it is very elegant. It's a small device, you know, not a bunch of buttons, not hard to figure out. No black boxes connected to black wires, connected to more black wires sitting on bookshelves. It's all built in. So it's a very elegant thing to put into your home during the construction phase.
Wow.
That is... just first thing that comes to
mind. Oh, and by the way.
Oh, there's more. I'll be over here.
And there's more.
Oh, wait a minute. There's more.
I got to check your jacket again. Home Automation, my life. Also by Ronco.
Yeah. Popeil and Ronco. But wait, there's more. So these things have, the audio system can be connected to the home automation system. So when you hit go to bed, you've turned off the outdoor speakers, you know, and your bedroom speakers. So when the kids come home and put on Def Leppard or start plugging the play in their jam, you don't get woken up and you don't get a call from the neighbors. So all of that is tied into what you're doing so that you can't, you know, can't create a commotion.
a commotion.
One final thing I want to mention that we're very strong in and bring to the party, and that is increasingly across this great country of ours, you know, some of our utility systems are in a little bit of distress. So as the housing market picks back up again, the economy starts to move again, what it is cheaper for utilities to do is to encourage us to conserve rather than build new power plants, build new nuclear plants, or build new transmission lines. Nobody wants to do all that. Very expensive, consume fossil fuels and all that kind of stuff. So it's cheaper for them to encourage us to, let's say you're gone and they have a need to curtail. They can turn off your air conditioner, pool pump, or water heater for a short period of time, and that is less expensive and better for the environment than building new power plants. So we have products that help them do that by connecting to the smart meters that are starting to roll out across the country to help consumers do that. And you know, to compensate you for contributing to that effort, to participating in that effort, you get a monthly discount from your bill.
Well, we have to contribute ourselves to a break. So check out Leviton at leviton.com. Look for these great products and join us on the other side for more My Fix It Up Fight.
All the faces met, the lies we told, all the secrets kept, bought and sold, and we forgot the little things that mattered most.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Lights of that town don't seem as bright now. The echoes of our street are calling me. Miles on my mind as I fuel up one last time.
You are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we are in the Leviton booth. We're lighting it up, as they say.
And we just met someone new. I love that because we've been going to the International Builder Show for more years than I care to say.
I care to say how many. I'm just not going to.
Okay.
And we're joined by Deborah Judge Silver, who's the managing editor of one of the, and I mean this in a good way, titanic titles in home improvement for the DIYer and the pro, Fine Home Building.
I hope you mean that in a good way.
I
he
mean
does.
That in the best way.
You've been reading Fine Home Building.
Fine Home Building for 100 years.
Yeah.
That's why you're so smart.
I like you already.
That's so good.
So what is... Can you give us a quick sneak peek on what we're going to see in the magazine and forthcoming issues, or what you're working on right now?
Well, we're working on a lot of things. I mean, and I'm seeing a lot of them at the show. Where energy efficiency, of course, is tantamount. It's very important. And passive house, net zero homes, another big thing that we're focusing on. So building better, stronger, lasting longer, more energy efficient is very big.
I love that. And it's from a new construction standpoint and a remodeling standpoint.
And remodeling. And actually another thing we're going to be doing soon, we're coming out with the DEX issue. So I've actually been spending a lot of time today looking at DEX products and seeing what's going on in that space.
Now,
that's cool.
I read that your father was he a carpenter? Was he a handyman?
He was a carpenter and a small-time builder when I
okay.
was young. Yeah,
and
exactly.
And is that sort of like... anything that sort of brought with you to working on the magazine and walking
yeah,
around
absolutely,
here?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I'm a journalist first, but yes, I kind of know how things go together and ask a lot of questions. And I love the whole building trades, and I love the smell of sawdust. And
yeah,
you know.
It's in your blood, as it were.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and I love them. That's one of the things that's resonated with me about Fine Home Building since
mm-hmm.
I was reading it as a journeyman carpenter to reading it today, is that the editorial staff, whether they're journalists or not, know how tab A fits into slot B
right.
because they've lived the life.
And if you see our magazine, one of the things we do is we do great drawings and we do great illustrations. And one thing that you find out when you're writing about these things and you're covering building is that when you have to draw something and you have to really explain how it goes together, that's where the rubber hits the road. And that's where you have to get very detailed. You have to know sizes and colors and everything. It's got to all come together.
I can't believe you just said where the rubber meets the road.
That's something he says
to me almost every day.
That's a popular
one. Yeah.
In a good context, I hope.
Yes, in a good context.
Where the rubber meets the road. Oh, this is a great conversation. Where's the rubber meet the road?
Yeah.
You get down to it.
Yeah.
But you're right. When you're drawing a wall section, what you're talking about for
insulation,
the cladding, the paper, the flashings, all those things, that's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big deal. And to be able to explain that to people so they understand how a wall works or a roof or whatever is a huge undertaking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And to train crews and to keep them moving along, because building science is changing so quickly or it's getting out there.
Yeah.
And the people who are doing the work have got to be able to know how this comes together. So we're working also on education an awful lot
to
get the word out about how to build better.
Wow.
Now, one of the things that you can hang your hats on, as it were, as a title, is tool reviews. You've got Justin Fink out there doing all kinds of stuff, checking out all kinds of tools. Do we have some in the pipeline for fine home building?
Tool reviews?
Yeah.
Justin does that, so I'm not covering that.
Not 100%
sure. Yeah, I'm not sure what he's got up his sleeve.
No, you know what? Justin doesn't
know
what's
up his sleeve. And I don't
want to
promise.
Justin doesn't even know.
Exactly. Well, I don't want to promise because these things change.
They always do. So
we have to just listen to the strange noises coming out of the workshop.
Now,
it's a great place to work.
Last time we spoke with Justin, there was a project house going on. I'm sorry, last time we spoke with Patrick McComb.
Yeah.
There
was a project house. What's going on with that?
Well, that's a house that was actually quite dilapidated behind our office building, and we took it on.
Those are the best
kind. And slowly we are remodeling it bit by bit. And it's not meant to be a cohesive house, but really a learning laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
So we just put in a curbless shower, and we filmed it, and we did an article about it. And that's the idea, is to create content right on site. And to bring in people, actually. You know, usually we go out to them and we photograph and edit the projects that they're doing where they're working. In this case, we're bringing people in. So that's really cool. So we have them around for a couple of days.
That is so exciting.
And, so we just built a deck there and we did the bathroom, did workshop. So, yeah.
Do you have a shop in there?
Yeah. It's a beautiful shop.
Now, how much do you want to go there?
Gel. How do you spell jealous? I always spell it wrong, but whatever that is, I'm in.
Yeah.
I have a workshop. Is it in their garage, or did you put it?
It's in the garage. It was the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's some sick garage doors on there that the guys built.
Oh, of course, they're
custom
made.
Built. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet Patrick and Justin don't spend too much time in there.
No, we know where to find them when they're not at the dev.
Exactly.
Do they actually write anything anymore, or are they just out there slamming shingles on and running deck boards and putting all that stuff on?
Pretty much. You know.
That explains why some of the issues have been a little light.
Exactly.
I guess it's sort of more of like a clubhouse than anything else.
Someone who lives in New England, mm-hmm. so there's about a 300% chance you have an old house,
right?
And who's around this all the time, do you have projects going at your own house?
A lot of projects I don't have time for. I've got a skylight I've got to replace. I've got a garage door needs work. So yeah, there's always something. Bathrooms.
Oh, that's perfect. You get the kids involved. Indentured servitude?
Actually, my kids are a little bit older. They kind of moved out, but every once in a while I pull them back and make them, crack the whip, make them do this,
That's
good.
You've got to get on that.
Yeah, it is good. We do that at our house, too.
Oh, we're whip crackers. Yeah.
Yeah,
especially the four-year-old. He does not know how to mow a lawn yet, but that will change.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. But we're working on screwdrivers right now with him. Yeah,
introduce him to tools at an early age.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He likes to play with a tape measure because he loves to count. He loves numbers.
He should be drywalling by 10, right?
you know. We're actually finishing a room right now,
and
I had the bucket of joint compound open.
Okay.
And I was pulling the compound out. It is like
Play-Doh.
Well,
that's what I mean. You know, you can kind of make
But he was mimicking what Daddy was doing, taking it out, putting it down, and trying to smooth it out on the floor.
Very nice.
Exactly like Daddy.
Very nice.
I'm going to have to smooth us into a break.
How ham-handed was that segue?
Beautiful.
We'll be back with more. Check out finehomebuilding.com. Check us out after the break. We'll be back with more of my fix-it-up life.
Tell me, do you think it'd be all right if I could just crash here tonight? You see, I'm no shape for driving. Anyway, I've got no place to go. And you know, might not make it back. You were the best I ever had. If I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I might be here with you.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
My daddy spent his life looking up at the sky. He'd cut, kick the dust, say the sun was way too high. When it clouds in the city, the weatherman complains, but where I come from, rain is a good thing. Oh, rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby hit. The back water's clogging up, my buddy's out up in the truck. We hunt our hunters down, we chase them into town. Start washing all the words down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. The backwater's clogging up, my buddy's piled up in the truck.
And we're trucking our way back into the International Builders Show from the Leviton booth and my fix-it-up life. I'm with my wife.
You are so serious.
Teresa.
And my
just
husband, Mark.
Just intensity, man. Just
yeah?
Intensity.
Yeah?
It's time to get the game on.
Do I need to scoot a little farther away from you?
Why?
You going to be flexing and stuff?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Don't worry about it.
Well, we are joined by another new friend at the International Builders Show. It's the first time I'm meeting you. Thank you so much for joining us, Tom.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Tom Baker, technical editor from This Old House magazine.
Actually, and building technology.
Building technology.
See, he's a technical guy. He just corrected you.
That's right.
Yeah. He's going to make a list throughout the interview of all of the things that we need to correct.
I sit corrected. Because if I stood corrected, he'd tell me to sit down.
Very good.
No.
Welcome to my Fix It Up Life.
Thanks.
And have you been here for a couple of days?
I was here when the show opened on Tuesday morning, and I've travel all over the show, North Hall, Central Hall. My feet are feeling it.
Oh,
nice
yes,
and
they
sore.
Are. Yes, they are. So are you seeing anything that's blowing your hair back and is saying, okay, this needs to see the pages of This Old House?
A lot of good things here. A lot of good things. One, for instance, Masonite's got a door, an all-wood door, that's using thermally treated wood. So it's not going to rot. It's not going to warp. It's not, no termites ever going to eat it, and it doesn't need an overhang, so it can use an entryway door without an overhang, which is not typical in this world. So it's a way to use wood sustainably and not have something go in there and fall apart in a couple of years.
You know, when I build stuff.
Really?
No.
Your goal is what, dear?
My goal is for it to last at least a year.
Yes, at least a year. And that's a really good accomplishment. No, I don't think so.
Holy smokes. So with all this time under your belt, what else have you seen?
Well, the big thing, of course, is energy efficiency. So BASF has got this great new product. It's a graphite-infused styrofoam. Not a styrofoam, polystyrene foam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, for the same thickness of a typical polystyrene white, coffee cup kind of material, you're getting a 20% increase in insulation value for this black, basically it's a black polystyrene.
And are they rigid panels?
They're rigid panels, and they're seeing them all over now as building blocks, ICFs for, poured concrete walls.
Right, insulated concrete forms.
Right, wall insulation. They're using it both inside and outside. So it's kind of an amazing product because of that boost it gives to a relatively inexpensive material.
Wow.
And from communication with your readers at this old house, do you see the energy efficiency being something that is what they're looking for as a top five in projects they're doing, or is it more they're looking to create, they want to do crown molding or fix an old door or something of that nature?
Well, there's a strong, obviously, they want to upgrade the appearance of their house. That's a very strong desire. And, of course, when people put money in, they want to see some benefit. A lot of the energy efficiency stuff takes some money, but you're not going to see the benefit until your energy bills,
right.
go down.
Right.
So it's partly, I guess I would say, people are looking for it. Like, we're having this, huge cold snap now. People are going to say, I better insulate my attic.
Right.
better seal up around my windows. It's kind of the weather is prompting them to rethink their priorities.
Now, when you're walking around here, and you've seen pretty much everything here at the International Builders Show, because your feet are talking to you about it.
Yeah, barking.
Is there anything that can surprise you? Is there anything, I get that, when you're seeing the innovations and the new products and everything, is there anything that has actually gone, wait a second, that is something that I didn't think that I would see here today?
I can't say for sure I've seen something like that. I mean, a lot of this stuff has been around for a while,
mm-hmm.
so there, I see these incremental changes. DuPont says they've got a revolutionary product, but they can't show me. So... I'm waiting.
So how's that one
going? I like
going?
That. That's a really good thing. They have it here, but they just can't show it to you.
That's right.
Yeah, so they
That's
have it. The most innovative product at the show.
Maybe we
it's
should.
It's a secret.
We should do our shows like that. We have a great
have
guest
a,
coming up,
a,
but he won't be on.
Yeah, our show is really good. You just can't listen to it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Our podcast is silent on iTunes. So, yeah, that's good. We'll just sit here for the rest of the time and...
Yeah.
Be quiet.
Well, is there a directive from the magazine that you're supposed to be looking for something? Is there a sort of a category of whatever that you're trying to fill by looking here and scouting out,
well,
or looking out in the world to try to scout out?
My prime directive, as they would say, is to find new products. Products that have come out since October of 2012.
Okay.
Because we have at the end of the year, we have our top 100 building products for the year, and this is a great place to find, those products.
This is where they are.
This is where it is.
This is where they are, for sure. Now,
do you travel around to other shows like this, or do you rely on press releases and all the information that comes in?
I have my sources.
Oh, you have sources?
I have sources, press releases, internet searches. I know the companies that are the most innovative around, so, I make my calls, and by... September, when we do our final selections, we've got a good list.
Oh, that's great.
That's really good.
I was thinking an adaptive use of the polystyrene you were talking about would be shoe inserts.
Yeah.
I wonder what the cushioning level of that is.
Yeah, and the graphite would absorb the odor.
if somebody was selling that here at this event at the convention center, some kind of insert or sole.
I'd buy them all.
Yeah, they would really do well.
Right.
We should go into business and do that next year.
Now,
let's talk after the show.
Yeah, that's our new business model.
Our new business model is we're going to sell some inserts.
Oh, you would do a land office business here.
That would
that
be
stuff.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that would
now,
be.
Now, you're around this all day in your office. You're doing all kind. You're doing the product search. You're trying to understand the technology of how glue works and, different nails and ring shank and spiral shank and
right.
if they hold. And maybe I should even ask you which you would choose where. But... does this have you going into your own home and doing projects and stuff, or are you just driving it into the magazine as hard as you can?
Oh, no. Everything I'm doing, I have kind of in the back of my mind, how can I work this into my house and make it more energy efficient or
easier to operate or more comfortable.
Are you doing some home automation too, or is you got the wire stuff and the wood stuff?
Home automation is way beyond my ability. But I'm a nuts and bolts kind of guy. You know, nailing a couple pieces of wood together.
I like it.
I can do that.
Well, it's wrenching for us to have to pound ourselves into a break, but we're going to do that now. Tom Baker from This Old House. Follow them at thisoldhouse.com. We'll be back from the Leviton booth for
my Fix It Up Live.
In your ocean, I'm ankle deep. I feel the waves crashing on my feet. It's like I know where I need to be. I can't figure out.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Suntan line and red lipstick. I work so hard for that first kiss, and I don't forget something like that.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life, and there's no slowdown because we're breaking the speed limit.
We are.
We are here.
I got my seatbelt on then. I'm a safety girl.
Forget seatbelt. Yeah. This is H harness speed right here
because
we are joined by, and I don't want to joke around and make fun, but we're joined by the only person in my Fix It Up Life history who knows more about wearing a headset than we do.
That's very true.
And it is NASCAR racer and MMA fighter, so dual professional athlete, Jeffrey Earnhardt. Jeffrey, welcome to my Fix It Up Live.
Thank you all for having me on.
Thank you so much for taking time out. I know that you're busy here at the International Builder Show. And, you know, I was kind of saying to Mark earlier that you should draw an octagon on the floor around us.
A little more at home.
What might happen.
Well, there is a copyrighted feature of my Fix It Up Live show, which we call the Celebrity Death Match.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, Tim.
It's the wiry guys. You got to
We don't have that.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have that.
We don't.
Yeah.
Sounded good.
Do that. Yeah, sounds good to you. You'll win. Now,
you would win.
You would win.
I don't know.
But you come from a racing pedigree, probably the most famous racing pedigree and successful racing pedigree the world has known. So I guess it's no surprise to a certain degree that you enter that field and you're driving fast, but you're also doing MMA fighting mixed martial arts. How did you go from one to the other?
Well, this past year I did like a limited schedule in the Nationwide Series, and just sponsorships are so hard to find these days. So I had some free time on my hands, and rather than sitting on the couch eating potato chips, I was like, well, let's do something to keep me in shape. So went down to this. It was a MMA gym, and at first it was just more to stay in shape and you know, kind of, you know, be ready for the next race whenever it was going to be. And I wrestled in high school, so I really liked the whole discipline aspect of wrestling, and that kind of, you know, that carries over also in MMA. And you know, went down, started working out, and the trainers there were like, man, you know, if you ever wanted to do a fight, you'd probably be able to do a pretty decent job with your wrestling background through high school and all that. So you know, one thing led to another. Next thing you know, I was getting talked into stepping into a cage, and it worked out pretty good. You know, we ended up winning the fight, and got a lot of exposure out of it, and really showed that, you know, NASCAR drivers aren't, you know, just people think we sit in a race car and go in circles, and it's a lot tougher than that. You know, it's the heat's unbearable just about in those cars, not 90% of the time, and I really wanted to push the fact that, you know, we are athletes. We're not just guys that sit in cars and go in circles like people think.
The heat is unbearable. How hot is it?
I think I had one race, and it was hot outside at the time, but with the car just sitting there without it running or anything, it was 130 inside the car. And then you got your, you know, fireproof underwear, fireproof suit, shoes, gloves, helmet.
So you're talking multiple layers
of
heavy, thick clothing.
Yeah, and it's and the uniforms are real thick too. Like I said, they're fireproof, so they got to be able to, you know, protect you from fire, and it gets hot, and that's probably the worst part, and that's where, you know, conditioning really comes in racing,
right?
To be able to, you know, basically be sitting in a sauna and all tensed up for 4 hours, you know. So it's pretty wild, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, I think it says a lot that on the off season that like you're in MMA training, like you're doing that to stay in shape.
Yeah.
It says a lot about the sport.
Yeah, and there's a lot of guys out there like Carl Edwards. He's a big workout freak. He works out all the time, and Martin, and it shows. You know, it shows. They get out of the car and they do an interview, and it looks like they haven't done anything. So it definitely makes a big difference in your performance whenever it comes down to, say, the last 10 laps, and now you got to put it all in. And some guys that aren't in shape, they're about to pass out, and you're full strength ready to go. So it does make a big difference.
Does it help keep you awake, alert, able to take in all the data that's going by you?
Yeah, it does. It makes you, like you said, just a lot more alert. You're a lot more on top of it, everything. I feel like your reaction time is a lot better just from doing stuff like that, especially in MMA. You're constantly trying to keep from getting punched in the face, and your reaction time to keep that from happening has got to be pretty quick. So
Was there a big transition or learning curve for you from going from wrestling to going into a discipline where there's kicking and punching? And that's a whole getting punched in the face, a whole different thing from getting tackled.
It was, and I never really was like the fighter type guy in high school. I wrestled, and that was it, and that's about as tough as I got. So I go down there, and I'm having my first sparring session, and I'm not really wanting to throw any punches because it's my first time. I'm more nervous than anything, and the kid hit me a couple of times, and finally about the third punch, he hit me pretty hard, and it cut my eye open over here, and. And then I got pretty aggressive. Then I ended up slamming him on the ground. I went straight to my background with wrestling, and took him to the ground and beat him up there. But it definitely took me a little bit to get used to the whole really attacking and being real forceful and aggressive in the fight. And really wrestling is the biggest advantage I had in my match. It was I was fighting a Muay Thai guy. He's a good stand-up guy, and the last place I wanted to be is standing up with him. So.
And Muay Thai is a martial arts discipline, which is a lot of kicking and punching, right?
Yeah, and he threw a couple good kicks. First thing in the fight, he kicked me in the ribs, and I took him down right after that because it didn't feel too good. But
wow,
it was a lot of fun. It was definitely something I felt was good for me. It really helped me learn more about who I truly was. And like I said, the discipline side of it, and how hard you're willing to push to accomplish something, and it was real good.
And is there kind of a bigger picture, beyond sport into like regular life, that being an athlete and sacrificing the cookies and their chips sitting on the couch kind of thing, that kind of makes you feel like I'm doing a good job at just like being alive and being part of my family and doing that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the harder you work to put into something, the reward's worth it at the end, and that's kind of what I've seen through everything I've done. It's like, even through racing, when I first came into racing, I had a lot just handed to me, and then the economy went south, and a lot was taken away, and it's been a long, hard struggle to get back to where I'm at in racing, and the hard work's really making me appreciate. And really understand how good I do have it and the opportunities I got. So it's good to put in a lot of hard work and I mean, it's just like anything else. I'm sure with y'all, whenever you put in a hard work building something, it's a lot more appreciated than if it's just handed to you and you walk right in it.
Right. Yeah.
That's for sure.
And silence from my wife is actually, you've just received about the highest praise that there is.
That is very true.
And I will level with you, she's not watching MMA on the weekend. She's not a kicker puncher.
No.
But
I'm a safety girl.
She's a safety girl. She might have a lap belt on right
now. I'm the wife that's like, honey, you're driving too fast. Slow down.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I say whenever you leave the house, whenever the kids leave the house, is be careful.
There's a lot of be careful.
Yes.
And, of course, I take the doors off the car and drive without taking off. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
As far as MMA training goes, from the outside looking in, I don't know much about it. It seems obviously there's a lot of gym work, but I did read somewhere that running is a huge component of that training, flat out miles.
Oh yeah,
is that what they have you do?
Conditioning's the biggest part, and that's where you can really, and like I said, just the same with racing is being in shape at the very end. And my fight went to a
You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Struggling there.
You've clearly been talking all day. I know what it's like. Yeah.
So I went. It's 3 3-minute rounds, and it's 9 minutes total. And I was still felt fresh right at the end of the fight because I made sure I was conditioned well enough. And like I said with racing, that's the biggest thing is being there at the end and being able to, you know, put more in whenever that other person, you know, really didn't try as hard conditioning wise.
Because it's all about the finish line.
Exactly. And it was several days of, you know, suicides and sprints that just made you want to jump off a cliff. But, you know, it all paid off.
That is so good.
And you also do a ton of charity work. So you've got something coming up with Dennis Leary's firefighters. Is it the firefighter?
You've got it. You
tell me what it is.
Yeah, the Dennis Leary Firefighters Foundation.
I'm going to write it down. It's this right here.
Yeah, we try and help them guys out a lot. I love doing charity work and helping out where I can. And you know, it makes you feel good about yourself. And to be able to know that you made a difference in someone else's life, you know, however it may be, whether it's, you know, with a kid who's autistic or just whatever it is. I mean, we really enjoy doing some stuff like that. We brought a little boy with the Tim Tebow Wish Foundation out to the racetrack down in Daytona, and he had a brain tumor, and it was awesome just to see this kid go from, you know, not having such a great day to bring him to the track, and obviously, you know, you feel like you made his day and made his world, and you know, that kind of stuff makes you feel good.
Well, and changing the subject completely, you're here at the International Builder Show for one of your sponsors. What have you been doing all day?
We've been meeting a lot of people and signing autographs, and it's been a lot of fun. It's cool because you come out here and, you know, I'm out in Vegas and I'm at, you know, a whole other extreme for me because, you know, I'm not exactly the best person when it comes to home building or whatever that is, but they're just to meet the people that come up, and they all seem to have met my grandfather or you know, back in the day kind of stories, and I'm like, man, you know, these people are the same, are no different than, you know, they're all, you know, the racer type, blue collar, you know,
yeah,
true people, and you know, and not to say that I didn't think they were, but you didn't realize, I never realized the magnitude of how much it was, and the people with the opener, they're the same way, just true people, and that's cool to see people that are like that, and it makes it a lot more enjoyable to hang out with them this whole week in Vegas.
Oh, that's
that
cool.
Must
now,
be so fun though, people coming up and telling you stories about your family, you know, about, you know, things that they have seen or meeting people in your family and everything. It might, if you ever learn anything that's completely off the wall in the like minute we have left.
Oh yeah, you always hear stories of stuff that I never knew, and it's like, wow, it's like, that's cool. And people have pictures, and it's funny. We call it the Dell story. Everyone's got a Dell story from when they met him. So it's neat to hear all those stories and learn more about, you know, my grandfather back before I even knew, you know, stuff about him. So
that's
pretty
fantastic.
Neat.
And how important your family is to so many people too, and how inspiring you guys are.
Yeah, and just like the legacy that my grandfather built is unreal, and the respect that people give you just because, for the simple fact, he was your grandfather. It's pretty neat. I get a lot of support from what he had built.
Wow.
Do you get to do donuts in the booth? are you just like...
Oh, my goodness.
If they let me, I probably would.
I think that's a good time to take a break.
Yeah, well, we've got to do a smoke show, so check out Jeffrey Earnhardt, EarnHardt.com. We'll be back with more from the Levitin booth in the International Builders Show. My Fix It Up Life.
How fast will it go? Will it get me over quickly? 0 to 60. Should I run a memory? If what I really need is an open road and a whole lot of speed. Throw me them keys so I can put some miles between us. Tear off that rearview mirror, there's nothing left to see.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
glad you walked through the door tonight into my fix-it-up life.
And this is... Oh, I am on. And this is my fix-it-up life.
And we are out because this is
the end of our show. So go to myfixitoplife.com, follow us on Twitter, check us out on Facebook, watch our videos on YouTube and what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Also, we love to be inspired by your triumphs, your home improvement success, and we'd love to hear your questions. So email us at info@myfixitoplife.com.
And we love to give you free stuff. So go to myfixitoplife.com, click on free stuff, check out what we're giving away right now, and
check out our videos on YouTube and check us out next time
for more My Fix It Up Life.
And sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. So glad he walked through the door tonight into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life.